morning, Tweet Girls. It's me, the girl here, doing an audio boo Fly Friday for you. I've already tried to do one, and my BlackBerry decided that it was going to go into sleep mode halfway through. So that was really, really efficient and wonderful and great fun. So let's try this again, and hopefully if I actually look at the screen while I'm recording, I won't have the same snarf up. Start off with cute couples. There are five cute couples on my list. No, shit, there are six. Oh, swear, sorry. This could turn out to be non-safe for work if I'm not careful. Anyhow, so we have cute couples. Tyler Massey and Loopy Lala. Tyler started it all. He's a musician. He's very dry. When he gets ranting, he's one of the funniest things on the planet. And his wife, Loopy Lala, Tara, is just, oh God, she's a babe. I absolutely adore them both. Then we have Last Year's Girl and Jay Stringer. Last Year's Girl is a great pal, and her fiance Jay is a writer, and just in a Wolves fan, but we won't hold that against him. Then we have Mad Nad and Pablo Cheesecake. If you're a Michael Sheen fan, you will probably know Nadine anyhow, because she runs the Michael Sheen fan website. She's great. She's really, really funny, and her hubby's pretty cool as well. We have Bright Raven Mum and Lucy Thor, who are super. Bright Raven Mum has a little boy called Bertie, who just absolutely rocks, and Lucy's great as well. And you should follow them, because they're people, and they sometimes highlight stuff that I wasn't aware of, and I like them very much in their tweets, so they're very cool. Then we have Mr. Superstar DJ himself, John B. Bater, and his lovely Mrs. Hayley Quinn. John has this ridiculously wonderful lifestyle where he goes all around the world and plays music and gets paid for the privilege, and we're not jealous at all, honestly. But, you know, he's absolutely sound. He's an old friend of Matt's. And Hayley's just gorgeous in that way that you go, damn, you're gorgeous, that's not fair. Then we have, oh my God, we have the girl pile. Anybody who was on Twitter last night will have heard the girl pile, seen the girl pile's tweets. We decided that there needed to be some kind of girl pile Doctor Who crossover fic where the girl pile were space pirates. I think that thing might be my fault, actually. They are a transatlantic group of wild, witty, feisty, sexy, brilliant, brilliant women, all of whom I adore. And the main doyens of the girl pile, if you like, are Petite Girl, who is my evil twin, Miss Laudanum, who is one of the filthiest women on the planet, and I love her for it, the always gorgeous Jodie Kearns, the ever enigmatic Erin Adler, the Kevin Smith obsessed Canton Everhard, and Lima Tilly, who isn't quite part of the girl pile yet, but we're getting her in there, and she's like a junior Miss Mini girl, so yeah, be afraid, be very, very afraid. Okay, next one, Noisy Boys, because we always have Noisy Boys, and this week I can only think of three, so please forgive me if I've forgotten you, but the three main ones are Diary of a Ledger, Happy Birthday, Gray! Soul is the Girl, who's had a bit of a week this week. He's been quite blue, and we love you, dude, so hang in there, you know, we're all here for you. And Destroyer, who also is the guy who's behind the Day Hollywood Sticker blog. Noisy Girls, because really you can't have Noisy Boys without Noisy Girls. Charlotte Gore. Charlotte turned my baby into a demon yesterday with Photoshop. I'm still not entirely sure how I feel about that, but it was bloody funny. And she's just great. You just follow these people, you know? Just take my word for it. Also, Ling Mops, Miss SB, Inner Brat, Moriarty X20, Tattooed Mummy, Twisted and Kitty, and oh my God, I'm sure there's somebody else who I've forgotten. If it's you, I'm really, really sorry, and I'm very, very crap, but I think those are the main people I've spoken to on Twitter. And finally, the film peeps. First of all, Brendan Connolly, huge, huge, huge kudos to Brendan, who writes for slashfilm.net. Go and visit Slash Film. It's an excellent site. It's not well enough known in the UK. It's very well known in the US. But Brendan actually was very kind enough to do a Twitter draw for his plus one for Kick-Ass on Monday. Without him, I wouldn't have seen the film before it came out. It was a fantastic